Yesterday we discussed a little bit of the halachot and some of the modern complexities of the mitzvah discussed in this week's parsha of destroying avodah zarah. But the continuation of the Gemara there in avodah zarah daf mem hey adds a level to this and says that not only is there an obligation to destroy avodah zarah physically, but there's also a mitzvah to mock the names of avodah zarah, to sort of undermine them culturally, psychologically, whatever you want to call it. There's a machlokas in the Acharonim whether that mitzvah as well follows the model that Shulchan Aruch rules in accordance with, that of the Rambam following the Sifrei. Does that only apply in Eretz Yisrael? So the Taz and the end of Yeridayasim and Kuf Mem Vav, commenting on Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tes Vav, argues that the mitzvah to make fun of Avodah Zarah obviously doesn't apply just in Eretz Yisrael. Why would that apply in Eretz Yisrael? Even if you want to argue that in Eretz Yisrael there's a special mitzvah to sort of keep the purity of the land, when you're talking about the cultural opposition we have to Avodah Zarah, that should be independent of whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or not. However, the majority of Achronim actually argue with the Taz, follow the Marshal, this is quoted in the Prisha, and the Jerisha, and the Shach, and they say, no, that mitzvah as well only applies in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to make fun of the names of Avodah Zarah. The question is really, why would that be? What does that sort of teach us about the nature of the mitzvah? So a friend of mine, the person who had my job in the YU Kol before, Baruch Weintraub, suggested that perhaps this whole mitzvah is a mitzvah to create a certain culture, which is the antithesis of Avodah Zarah, which is dedicated to Avodah Hashem. In Eretz Yisrael, there is where you really have to build a culture. Now, there are different ways of it. One is making sure that physically there aren't batei avodah zarah. The other way is to make sure that the culture is ultra-sensitive to the culture of Kedusha. And therefore, maybe in Eretz Yisrael you have a special obligation to ensure that the culture of avodah zarah is distanced. Now, the Gemara in other places, in Megillah, Daf Chav Hey, and Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Gimel, expands this and says not only the names of Avodah Zarah, but the culture of Avodah Zarah, the way that people worship their Avodah Zarah, should also be something that you mock and try to undermine. As the Gemara says, Kol Leitzanusa Asura, all mocking, all scorning is prohibited except for Leitzanusa de Avodah Zarah, except for scorning Avodah Zarah. Now, there's a bit of a discussion in the Achronim whether that applies to all Averos or only to Avodah Zarah. Many of the Achronim assume that it applies to all Averot. You're allowed to mock all Averot. But Rav Hudner, in his comments in Purim, says, if that's the case, why does the Gemara single out Avodah Zarah? So he basically says the same idea that we just said, that the point here is that you're trying to take the teeth out of Averot. Now, many Averot, it's hard to take the teeth out of. I mean, you can make fun of hedonism, but we all have desires, and therefore we can make fun of it, but we all sympathize with it on the other hand, right? We sort of feel the same desires, and even if we don't take it to the extreme that sinners are taking it to, it's hard for us to really mock it because we understand it. Avodah Zarah is an ideological war, right? It's an ideological battle. When the Torah says that you have to wipe out Avodah Zarah, even if we don't live in a culture that's rampant with actual Avodah Zarah, it represents a whole culture. And since the culture of Avodah Zarah is antithetical to the culture of Torah, so Rav Hudner says it's specifically Avodah Zarah, which is ideological, that the Gemara says the solution to it is to mock it, to make sure that we really understand that it's a foreign ideology that doesn't make sense, to reinforce our commitment to our own ideology. So even though we don't encounter Avodah Zarah on a day-to-day basis, I think this notion that the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah, or at least a heter, to mock Avodah Zarah, to call Avodah Zarah by names that undermine their importance, as Rav Hudner says, I think the point is that we have to recognize that we should not just believe in our own ideology, but recognize that we have to actively try to entrench in ourselves the notion that our ideology, our way of life, is true, and the ideologies represented by Avodah Zarah don't make sense, and we have to do that both physically and psychologically, and even if we don't encounter Avodah Zarah on a day-to-day basis, that notion that we're supposed to go through many lengths to really inculcate in ourselves the truth of our own ideology, I think, is something we should keep in mind, even if the practical applications are not quite the same in a world which basically doesn't have too much active Avodah Zarah.